This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
First, the big news for the Dallas Cowboys. They have now finally gone all in. They are finalizing a deal. The Cowboys are for George Pickens, the former now Steelers star receiver. Obviously, the Steelers acquired DK Metcalf earlier in this offseason. You wondered immediately, what would that mean for George Pickens? Is there essentially room in the receiver room for both of them? All parties said the right thing. Meanwhile, the Dallas Cowboys very quietly worked on this big-time deal, tried to get it done before the draft, was not able to come to completion. Then, over the last couple days, restarted the process of trying to acquire George Pickens. In the end, that is exactly what is going to happen, a deal that should be finalized today. In all, it is a third-round pick going to the Pittsburgh Steelers in exchange for George Pickens, also expected to be a late-round pick swap.
Big trade in the NFL earlier today. I almost said out of nowhere. I mean, I think this name's been on our radar. I was surprised to see it today specifically.
Yeah.
When I woke up, I wouldn't have been surprised earlier in the offseason. I wouldn't have been surprised at the draft. I kind of thought with the draft coming and going, George Pickens was going to remain with the Steelers. But this is a name I highlighted a lot in the offseason, especially after the Patriots lost out on DK Metcalf. But even prior to that, this is a guy I wanted and I thought was available, and it turns out he was. The Cowboys get him for a third-round pick and a pick swap. Do you think they should have been in, meaning the Patriots, Keith?
Yeah, I mean, I think all along it was definitely somebody that you looked at. You're like, the guy is kind of a maniac. Like, he is a hard guy.
He's a maniac.
And I'm very much take the talent and then kind of figure it out. But even with him, I was kind of hesitant about it. Deontay Johnson is like the one guy that I've completely crossed off my list, right? Yeah, that's one where I'm like, I just can't.
Even me?
Yeah, I can't.
That one was, I think I still would have done it, but that one I really
I was
get
a
that
no.
one.
Yeah. I was a straight no on him, and usually I'm not. You know, going back to, you know, Antonio Brown's cup of coffee with the Patriots, I was all in favor of that. Didn't work out for all the number of reasons, right? Like, but I wanted all these guys. Josh Gordon, a guy I really, really wanted that also, you know, had its moments, but overall didn't really work out. I think at this point, knowing what the Patriots receiver room is and knowing what the cost was to get him, I would have tried it. I would have tried it. I would have brought him in. Also, the fact that Steph Diggs, no guarantee, is ready for week one. I think you have to factor that in too. And if it works, he could line up with Drake May and he could be his guy for a while. Now, I know there's a chance that it doesn't work, but what's the high end of Mac Hollins? What's the high end of Kendrick Bourne? What's the high end of Jalen Polk? The high end of George Pickens is all pro. Like, he could be that good of a receiver. And if you trust Mike Vrabel, Josh McDaniels, and even to a lesser extent Drake May, maybe it could work. At least for a few years it could work.
So I obviously would have been in. I've been beating the drum for this offseason. A third-round pick to me is the right kind of draft capital. Like, for instance, would I rather traded a third-round pick this year and gotten George Pickens at the draft? I mean, I know now you could trade a future. Or Kyle Williams, I would rather George Pickens. I know what he is.
Right.
Now, he is a maniac, and I've always characterized him that way. and qualified it with that. That's why he's available. Yeah. If he was a good teammate who wasn't wild about his contract and just sat there and did his job, Pittsburgh would make him available.
Right.
So there's a reason he's available. You got to cut some corners, I think, to up your talent.
Elliott Wolf could have drafted him a couple of years ago, but chose Tyquan Thornton.
Well, Bill could have.
No, I know, Bill. But I'm just saying, like, well, Bill's gone. We can't blame Bill.
No, and Wolf was definitely a part of that. I don't completely let him off the hook because Wolf
waited. They wanted a fast guy.
So yeah, they got a fast guy.
Wolf waited forever to cut him. So Pickens, prior to last year, had played every game. He's only 3 years in the NFL, but he went 17-17-14. Yep. I only point out the missed games to highlight that he had 900 yards last year.
Yeah.
You might look at that and go, oh, well, he wasn't a 1,000-yard guy.
He would have been.
He missed three games in there, so he would have been. And he's had just atrocious quarterback play in his career.
Ken Pickett. Like, it's not good, yeah.
I mean, Wilson and Fields a year ago, Mason Rudolph before. Like, he's had just atrocious quarterback play.
So he's had four quarterbacks throw him a touchdown.
Did we just get him? Pickett, Rudolph, Fields.
Not Fields. Fields wasn't
Fields
one of
didn't
them.
Throw him
so
one.
The other guy.
Wilson.
From Russell Wilson.
Who's the other one?
Mitchell Trubisky.
Oh, nice.
So Trubisky, Pickett, Rudolph, Wilson.
I mean, that's atrocious quarterback play.
That is bad stuff.
So I would do it. And I know people are like, text line, 617-779-7937. Oh, I'm sure Jones would trade for the most disgruntled Pickens and say it would work out. Well, yeah, I would. I've been saying it all offseason. So, yes, I would.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm not saying now that they didn't get him that I want him. Or now that they didn't get him, oh, I never would have wanted him in the first place like a lot of Patriots fans are doing. And all I would say is be consistent on this. I've seen a lot of this today. The locker room couldn't handle George Pickens. If it's just about their personality, you have Steph Diggs on the team.
But I would also argue, too. Well, yeah, there's that, but
you
also
can say Diggs is a better player. He was pre-injury. You can say Diggs, it's only money. You didn't have to give up a draft pick. But if you're just talking about personalities and you care about the personality and the fit in the locker room, Diggs is on his fourth team for a reason, and he flamed out certainly the first two. And I think even last year, the Texans completely overhauled their receiver room. They could have brought him back. They didn't. If it's about personality and fit and character and all these things, you're employing Steph Diggs. So, like, let's not go too far with that.
No, but also, I think you're insulting Mike Vrabel. If you're like, oh, it won't work, you can't do it. It's like, well, why? Like, why can't it?
Vrabel should be able to handle that.
Yeah, I think he can.
That's part of the idea of having a Mike Vrabel.
If Gerard Mayo, for some reason, not to pile on Mayo all the time, but it's too hard not to, but if Kraft was stubborn and was like, Mayo's coming back this year, and then this same conversation came up, like, would you bring in George Pickens? He's like, why? So the whole thing could blow up? Like, I mean, no, I'm not doing that.
That would be more fair.
But, like, you have real NFL coaches. Like, everyone's talking about how this staff has four previous NFL head coaches. They have, like, 1,000 years of experience. But this guy's kind of a knucklehead, so we can't bring him in.
Right.
It's like, no, this would be actually a place that maybe it could work.
He's a maniac, and he yells at his quarterbacks, and he wants the ball.
Great.
All those things for Steph Diggs, and Diggs is hurt and might not be ready week one. Diggs in his prime, better player. Not arguing that.
Well, yeah.
He's not in his prime. This guy's 24. He's going to be 24 all year, I think, right? He just turned 24 in March.
For a full year, he'll be 24.
Now, he needs a contract. No, I'm saying he doesn't turn.
No, he just turned
24
in March.
He doesn't turn 25 in a couple of months.
No, no.
The whole football season, rather, Keith. He's going to be playing at age
24. 365 days. He's going to be 24 years old.
He needs a contract, so you got to pay him. And, like, I heard this logic before with DK Metcalf. I would bring in a player like this. But if you don't want to and you don't think Drake May and or Mike Vrabel can handle it, then that's on you. Good
fun
point
fact.
By Keith. 617-779-7937. Yes?
I got a fun fact.
Oh, good.
Full of them. George Pickens went to Hoover High in Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the MTV show Two-A-Days?
Yeah, oh, I was
now, he wasn't
say,
on that.
No, I was about to. I couldn't remember the name of the show. I was about to guess it. Two-A-Days. Yeah, I wouldn't
great
have got
show.
That. I was about to say Last Chance U. I knew it wasn't that.
No,
but yeah, Two-A-Days on MTV.
It was like real-life Friday Night Lights.
What happened with that coach? Didn't something not so great happen with that
probably,
coach? Yeah,
probably.
Okay.
But Chad Jackson also went to that school.
Mm.
Marlon Humphrey went to that school.
Okay, well, that's a better player. Yeah.
I think it was that year on that show, it was a John Parker Wilson kid who I think ended up at Alabama, the quarterback. But I remember watching that show. I was like, oh, perfect, right in my wheelhouse. They played against Tim Tebow in high school. And, like, all the kids that, like, didn't even play football in, like, the cafeteria, like, are you guys
Tim
playing
Tebow?
That? Not even, like, they're, like, the quarterback, like, on, like, whatever the school was. They're like, oh, my God, like, how good is that guy?
Nice.
Yeah, they were ahead of the curve on that.
Turns out pretty good.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely.
endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You can jump in. Randy in Providence has been waiting very patiently. All right, go ahead, Randy.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Look, I would disagree with you on Pickens, and just bear with me a moment, because I know you guys get a little quick trigger on me sometimes. But it would just be a resounding no. I think it was about trade by the Cowboys, too. I think they were basically only bidding against themselves, according to, like, NFL reporters and rumors and stuff around the league. And I think that's because that's one of the few situations where you need a wide receiver, but your coach doesn't have a whole lot of input on personnel, where Jerry Jones is making the moves, but Brian Schottenheimer, brand new coach, he doesn't have that much input. Well, you look at other situations in the league, the Chargers, the Bills, the Patriots, all need wide receivers, but their coaches have heavy input.
Yeah, so I'll blame Vrabel for not getting that. Randy being a bit of a George Pickens there, demanding how much time we give him.
Jeez.
You think the Cowboys made a bad trade?
I think it was a great trade.
Me too.
I think it was excellent.
I think it would have been worse if they gave up a third rounder this year. They kicked it down the road another year, and you get Pickens. Now, what I would blame the Cowboys for is it sounds like they didn't talk extension at all. They have like
no idea
on a contract with him.
No, you got to get a contract with
him. But in terms of the actual compensation they give up, a third rounder, I think that's more than fine for George Pickens.
Yeah.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.